O jour de noi mă gândesc. Asta ni cuendau. Ma când o dem. Na nume de oian. Gici mi gai cuendam. Scheuzi uen geni. Iama. Gici mi goa. Pangi ge go ui bet bad dama. Mi gwech dikit wat sema. Gaben in ma goa. Which me go on, Pangi Nage go to Kitiambal. Greetings, my relatives. A brief introduction, just so that you know where I am coming from. I am so grateful and thankful for this beautiful, beautiful day, and we're given another chance and another opportunity to say thank you. And miigwech. I say miigwech to this tobacco. This is one of my first lessons when I was retracing my steps to find my roots, my culture, my language, retracing the steps of my ancestors to find those things that they left behind for our people to gather up, to pick up, that they might gain healing from what was left behind. My Anishinaabe name is Assiniquè, and my connection to the land is the bear, Makwa. And the Anishinaabe name has to do with the rock. One of my grandmothers from my community, when I began my search for indigenous knowledge, that's the name that she gave me. And she said, it is the spirit and the rock. For in all things, all of life, there is a spirit in all of creation. Every living thing, there is a spirit in all. And all of our people, there is a spirit. The rocks, the trees, the flowers, the plants, the medicines, the mountains, the hills, the animals, the four-leggeds, the swimmers, the crawlers, everything in life has a spirit. And I didn't always have that knowledge. I am just so grateful, and I think of those ones who were put on my path when I was young, to hear the voices of the children fills my heart. The mentors that were placed on my path, the one that comes to my mind being in this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful building, this beautiful church, I'm reminded of Dr. Ed Newberry and his wife, Rena. I'm reminded of those ones, the grandmothers, the grandfathers, Art Solomon, his wife, Eva, and how they encouraged me. They encouraged my partner, my former husband and I, Jim Dumont, when we were at Laurentian at the University of Sudbury, where we founded the Indigenous Studies Department. Started off as just a few courses, but it was Dr. Newberry, a great humanitarian. That's the way I remembered him, a man with great compassion and a great love. He loved the work that was put in front of him, that he took up to serve the Creator, to serve this creation and the people. I don't forget who was there for me when I was struggling. For I am one of those who was taken at a very, very early age, 6 years old. And the reason why it fills my heart to see the young people is that they are full of life. There is a beautiful, beautiful spirit within each and every one of them. And I often wonder, when I look at my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, for I have many, a dozen grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, and I look at them, 5, 4, 6 years old, and I wonder, how is it possible? How is it possible that so many of our children were taken back then, in the 30s, in the 40s, in the 50s, and only not too long ago, in the 90s, the last school was closed. Tobacco was seen as a paganistic way. Our ceremonies, our languages, everything that has to do with who we are as Aboriginal Indigenous people was seen as negative. And so that's one of the reasons why I remember people like Dr. Newberry, who saw that I needed to be encouraged. I needed to be affirmed in my youth, encouraging us to retrace to find our roots, to find those knowledge keepers. And so that's what we did, my partner and I, and traveled across the country looking for those things that have to do with who we are in terms of the songs, the ceremonies, the dances. And so we encouraged our children. It was in the 60s, the resurgence, the reemergence of our cultural ways, of our ceremonies that had been banned and outlawed. The reemergence of that, what an incredible, beautiful, beautiful blessing. I heard the sound of the drum that had been silenced for hundreds of years in my community where I come from, Wiquemagong, on Manitoulin Island. The sound of the drum that had been silenced seeped down into the core of my being and touched something that had been sleeping, that had been dormant for so long, and caused me to be lost and wandering. The sound, the vibration, coaxed something within to come out. And again in the early 70s, I heard that sound again. This time it was a water drum. And I often wondered, what was that? What was that? And that's really when I started to ask and wonder, to seek out the knowledge keepers, to travel across the country seeking and looking for those things that have been left scattered along the way, retracing, looking for the knowledge keepers, the singers, the dancers, the storytellers. It was a long journey. And when you find something so precious, so beautiful, you want to share it, of course. But at that time, only 40 years ago, my community was still resisting because of the way that they had been conditioned to think about who they are as a people. They still resisted. And so my partner and I, we found a place where we could hold ceremony and where the knowledge keepers could come and mentor us. And yes, Dr. Newberry was one of them. Art Solomon, those ones who blazed the trail for us. They had compassion. They showed us kindness and love, generosity, sharing. They had a great respect for the knowledge that our ancestors had left behind for us. Art Solomon, I had an opportunity to follow him into the prisons to work with our people who were incarcerated. I had made these notes with the help of my friend last night, and I tend to go all over the place when I'm talking. So I'm just going to continue the way that I have been using this tobacco. I gichimigwe chwa minedu de benjiget shkewisuwinyama. One of the things that he said was, he realized that the church had played a role in silencing our languages, our voices, our cultures and religions, and ceremonial practices. We need allies like Dr. Newberry, because colonialism and racism is still very much alive in Canada and the world. And we as Indigenous people need to be able to tell our stories and to be able to be heard. I encourage you to examine your past and your present as settlers who have reaped the benefit of this land, while not considering those ones who were here first, the first peoples of this land. As an instructor, as a teacher, I've used the classroom to tell my story, to educate and to bring awareness to the students and to share knowledge of what was lost, our history, our loss of culture and language, our spirituality from our own perspective and from one who had experienced it. Indigenous studies in the universities are the place where our Indigenous students heard their stories and history for the first time. It's the first time that they heard these stories, these teachings. And it was the only place in the university where it was safe to talk about this. And for me, it was the sound of that drum that woke up my spirit. The drum had been silenced. And it was the church and the government. They worked together to eradicate and to assimilate our people. It was the sound, the vibration of that sound that pushed me into the future. My future was to seek out the origins of that sound and what it made, what it meant, to enable me to seek out those things that have been lost and those things that were missing. That sense of a void and emptiness that I felt. And so, in seeking out what was taken, my culture and spirituality, I became a born-again pagan. I was taken when I was 6 years old. And in the residential schools, I was taught the three R's. But I had to recover the four R's. And that's basically what I have used in order to move myself forward, in order to go ahead. But I had to look back and retrieve that six-year-old, the little girl who had been taken. And that has been, believe it or not, has been a lifelong journey. So what are these four R's? Well, first of all, I had to learn how to love myself. I had to learn how to respect myself. And I had to establish a relationship with my spirit. To go back and talk to that little girl, the six-year-old that was taken. I'm 78. And back then, all the way journeying to that place, to that little girl, and bringing her back to where I am. This was my journey, my lifelong journey. And to talk to my spirit. They say it's a long journey from the intellect, from the mind, to the heart. So using that, those thoughts, and bringing it down to my heart and reconnecting with the spirit of a Sinique, that little girl, that has been my responsibility to heal myself. In my senior years, I am telling my story on behalf of all those that were taken. The residential school, my brothers and my sisters, four brothers, four sisters, all of them were taken from my mother, from my dad. My mom died at a very young age. So nine were taken. This is my reciprocity. In my senior years, is giving back and telling my story. It's a way that I have found to make myself whole. I had to reconnect to the land. I had to see the land as my family, the trees as my grandpa, my grandma, the medicines, the four-leggeds, the swimmers, the crawlers, everything in creation, to reconnect and to see that the earth is truly beautiful and how our people have had a very, very strong connection to the land for thousands and thousands of years. And how, when the settlers came, She had on a most beautiful, beautiful green shawl. And now, today, her shawl is tattered and torn. We need to be able to come together as brothers and sisters, as relatives, because, as the prayers have said, we are all connected. We are all brothers and sisters. We have a relationship. We have the same mother. And for us to work together in a good and sacred manner to bring about peace and harmony, to bring our people together, to work together, that respect, have good relationships. That's our responsibility at this time. This is our reciprocity. My first lesson from an elder: when you take something from the earth, always put something back. Always put something back. You explain to that medicine why you are taking its life, because you are taking its life. Put tobacco down. Tobacco was given to us as a way of communicating. We put our best thoughts, our most beautiful words, and we say what it is that we are asking for in a most humble way. So reciprocity, giving back. And so in telling our story and being given an opportunity, I've tried all these years to tell the story, and it wasn't until the film of Indian Horse that I felt we were being heard. I clearly felt a shift when I saw that film for the first time. Yes, it is a disturbing film. It is heavy. It is about our traumatic historical trauma in the past, but it's a story that needs to be told. It is our truth. And so when people are talking about truth and reconciliation, I don't know if I'm going to see reconciliation in my lifetime. But certainly we can begin. We can plant the seeds. We can plant the seeds with our children, and to show them that, yes, we do have a relationship with Indigenous people. We do have a relationship with one another. There is respect. There is love. There is compassion. And we can share. We can still share and be kind to one another. In this way, I have been able to make myself whole again. And so, as I move to my last hill, and I climb my last hill, and I reflect on my journey, I know that I can tell my grandchildren that I have left good marks and tracks. My great-grandchildren, 7 generations, I've left you beautiful stories. Be proud of who you are. Love yourself. You are a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful human being. Our young, they are resilient on the move. And it is with that we encourage our young. And it is up to us as Indigenous people. We have it within ourselves to make changes in our lives. Yes, there is still resistance in our communities. They still see ceremony as pagan or negative, the work of the devil. But we need to have that understanding of where we have been. Know where we have been. We have to do it ourselves. We as Indigenous people, we are quite capable of empowering ourselves. Our children, our great-grandchildren, the generations that are to come, they are our hope. They are the future. They are breaking the silence. They are breaking the silence. They are breaking the cycles of violence that we see out there. In closing, I just want to encourage, as I have been encouraged, we are all one people. And if we want peace, we need to be able to hold our hands, stand together, and embrace the work. Embrace the work. Migeni ejibugusendama, miguechwendama, kenegego wenjishinkma tisiwin. Buksendama womanito de benjiget kenegego gashitot, tishuinemanang, pidimageni mishnang, the shuido pushnang, miyeshibugusendama, viju shinang. And so I acknowledge the creator of all things, our mother, the earth, who sustains us, the grandmothers and the grandfathers in those four sacred directions, to bless us, to have compassion for us, that we might be able to walk ever so gently on our mother, the earth, and to help her. To help her at this time when she needs her children. She needs her children to come home. Come home, my children. Come and touch the earth, your real mother, your true mother, because you have chosen to come and be on this land, to come and be with her. Thank you very much.